Hey everybody, it is Cow Appreciation Day today. That is the perfect day for me to make my anchor debut. I am a beef cattle veterinarian, an animal doctor that does nothing but working on cows. So I have all the appreciation in the world for cows because that's my job. Every single day, day in, day out, I help producers make their cows healthy, and I help sick cows get better, and it is one of the most amazing jobs. I have six veterinarians in my practice up here in Canada, and we are all cow vets. I know that I have the most amazing job. Not only are cows spectacular, but farmers are some of the best people in the world to work for and work with. In terms of what a beef cattle practitioner does on the daily, I could be doing anything, and that's why I wanted to become a veterinarian in the first place. You never know what's going to happen. You never know the next phone call. You'll be rushing off to do a C-section to get a calf out, calving, prolapses, sick calves, putting calves on fluids, broken legs, just so many different things. The entire spectrum of emergency medicine you would see in a human hospital, that's what I do, but on cows. I drive around in basically this mobile hospital with my pickup truck and all this equipment in the back, and meeting farmers and fixing cows. So I wanted to tell my favorite cow story. Well, she's just my favorite cow in general, and she's lovely. So her name was Mary, and she was one of my 4-H calves back in the day when I was a teenager. And Mary was a very special cow. She was so incredibly tame that we decided we would train Mary to ride. So you could actually jump on her back, and she would just walk around the pasture, walk around the lawn. Most of the time she was on the lawn. She was kind of good at getting out of the fence. And we would just walk around, and she would just graze, or if she'd lay down and you just lay on her and have a little nap. She was such an incredible sweetheart. I got so many calves out of her. She was extremely productive. She's just a little thing, like 1,000 pounds. But I think her breeding was Shorthorn cross with a Simmental. Just made this nice little red roan, easy disposition. Such a sweetheart. I do remember her first baby born, and that's probably my most fond cow story from growing up. So I had been expecting this calf to be born. She was an AI calf, so we had artificially inseminated Mary with some top quality genetics. I even remember the bull's name, Zima. He was kind of one of the best Simmental bulls at the time. And we were waiting and waiting, and it was like minus 30, I remember, and she started to calf, and she needed assistance. She needed help. She was having some problems. So my mom and I went out there, and we checked her out, and we saw that Mary just needed a little more help pushing. So we put on the calving chains, which is very typical. We put on the calving chains, and we pulled little GJ out. So that's what I named her baby calf. And I remember we were laying in the straw pack right next to the manger, and there was three horses that were looking over the fence at us, and it felt almost biblical that Mary had now had this baby calf, and the three wise men, the three horses, were looking over the fence. So we called her GJ for Girl Jesus, and I don't know how PC that is, but that was the name we called her. She was Girl Jesus, born in a manger. Her mother Mary, who was a virgin because she was artificially inseminated, and the three wise men over top. So that's my favorite cow story. So happy Cow Appreciation Day, everybody. And if anybody has any comments on Anchor with how cattle are raised, or just any questions about cows in general, I'm your guy. I am the expert on all things cow. So hit me up. I'd love to hear from you.